My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss divorce and computers. So listen and enjoy.
I think we're all leaning more towards, well, something's not completely kosher.
I think we have been, yes.
Well,
something's not completely kosher.
But the other thing that was pretty, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step
on
you.
No, sorry.
But the other thing that was really now we've turned back to Scammerville, was when she started being, oh, well, I could talk to you more often if only I had a laptop of my own.
I forgot.
And I didn't have to go to these internet.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because while we were swinging back, and then we had all that nightmare, that laptop swung it back
right,
again.
It certainly does.
Now, are you supposed to bring it?
Well,
that's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
You want to come? Are you supposed to
bring
it?
Well, I brought
laptop?
It the last time I was there.
That's true. She wasn't around.
I know.
Right. Now, remember, I asked her. I'm glad you brought that up, Pip. I asked, well, isn't this how this all started? And she's like, no, this is different.
No, Stupid's got an old script. Hold on.
That was when
give me a new copy, Stupid.
That was when they had the B team working on it.
Yeah.
Now that the A team stepped up, they don't remember the old script.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom in the chat is like, aha! I told you guys, a guy would still be coaching her.
You know what, Tom? You bailed on the show last week.
He had to get. Well,
guys got to make a living.
Yeah,
does he?
Yeah.
Does he? What's more important?
All right, but we did not get. That was on February 21st. We did not get to finish that day because we ran short of time. So I had a conversation with her after our video chat, and I didn't get to read that to you guys.
Yeah.
I've gotten this information. She wants a computer. I saw his stupid head again on there, and I'm like, he needs to scram, get him some ice cream or something. And so I'm already suspicious.
Because it's like she won't talk to you alone.
Well, that's a good decision.
I know.
My wife won't either. We need somebody moaning like a cow in the background.
Yeah, right.
Why do you think I wait until Joe comes here?
Sure. All right. So this is after the video chat on February 21st.
Okay.
This is me. I go, that was weird. She goes, it was nice chatting with you. I go, I need to talk to you, though, soon, okay? Remember, I wanted to talk to her why she never told me about the guy feeding her lines.
Yeah.
I think we're learning why. She goes on Skype. I go, yes, I need to see when I can discuss this with you, okay? I go, also tell Ishmael thanks for helping, because he was helping with the tech support and the lines.
And the lines.
She goes, okay, well, I go, it was a bit of a shocking call for me. She goes, why is that? I go, I did not know you really wanted to marry me.
Mm.
And I'm already processing the laptop thing at this point.
Right.
But I don't think I saw his head and I saw that, but I don't think I had heard him coaching her.
Because you didn't pick that up until listening back to it again.
I believe that's what it was. I don't recall. She goes, I did not know you really wanted to marry me. She laughs. I go, why is that funny? I go, were you kidding? She goes, I'm serious. Do you think it's a bad idea? She goes, I go, I love you. That much I know. But when you ask me about a laptop, it makes me realize how far I've fallen in my ability to provide for you.
Oh.
Let's play the game.
Interesting. Okay.
She goes, that's okay. I know you will if you could. Because remember, when she asked about the laptop, we should have mentioned this, I told her in the spur of the moment, oh, didn't I tell you my accounts are frozen?
Yes, that was a really good,
I'd love to send you money, but I can't with my credit cards.
See, like we learned earlier, the scammers, when they're stuck, they say, oh, my video screen is frozen. No, and Davin says, my funds are frozen.
What have I been saying? They got their job, we got ours.
Well, who's better at? So she goes, I know you would if you could. I go, that's sweet. I'm usually happy in my new poor lifestyle, whether it's temporary or not. I find life simpler, but I feel like you were really relying on me coming through. She goes, well, it's not like that, but going to the cafe is hectic and tiring and is also quite far, but I understand you. I go, I know. The most frustrating part is getting the computer to work. I can march into my lawyer's office and tell her to give my wife everything she wants, and this can be over, and I can be free and poor. Or I can wait and fight and maybe have some money. What do you think? She goes, if we rush, we might crush. So I go, the best thing to do is to wait patiently. Patiently, they say, moves mountains.
All right.
She wants to play the game a little longer.
Okay.
So I go, okay. I go, there are no guarantees. She goes, that's fine. I go, hold on a sec. I don't know why I had a hold on. I go, I'm flattered that you want to marry me after all my screw-ups. She goes, it's cool. No one's perfect. You're cute and fun to be with. I most certainly am.
Stop.
Wait, that's the part you don't believe?
Yeah, hold on. Stop all that crap. He says.
No, quite the contrary.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Okay, you've been saying, why do they keep on going? Why? Instance right here. Why wouldn't they just move on? Why? You're probably the best part of their day. You make their day.
I like to think
they're
I'm
trying
the best
to scam
part of
you. That's why they're keeping you around. They want to club you like a baby seal and take your money. Don't get me wrong.
Do you think she thinks I'm cute?
I don't know. I don't know who would. But
I think she thinks I'm cute.
Oh, God,
I think she does.
Sure, why not?
All right,
you know what? She was laughing like Muttley when she was on the phone with me. She was having a good time.
She does laugh just like Muttley.
I mean, she was having. There was chemistry between the two of us, and I guess
you ever you ever work with like I said, like a coworker. There's a girl, a couple of girls at work that I like. You know, they're cute.
Yeah.
They're nice, and I talk with them and stuff. I look forward to talking to them during the day.
Sure.
I'm not going to take their money. I'm not going to jump on top of them. But it's just something. You know, it's almost the same thing here.
Yeah. Right. No. It makes your day go past by. And
well, except this one wants
to
get married.
If they could take, you know, if they could take your money and club you like a baby seal, that's a little icing on a cake.
I don't like to look at my Belinda and her family in that light, Joe.
I understand that, but you know, what are you going to do?
I go. Is cute and fun enough to make you happy for the rest of your life? She goes, it's part of it, I guess. I go, what more do you want? She goes, love, care, and respect. I go, well, you know I have that for you. She goes,
sorry.
Well, now it's getting real. She goes, yeah, I know, and smiles. I go, I could see a future with you. She goes, I could see a future with you, too. I go, I just need to talk to you about a few things.
He's going to hash a couple of things out here.
Now he's going to club her like a baby seal.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really. She goes, what things are those? These are the type of things that are better holding hands, but will have to be discussed while looking eye to eye. She goes, so when will that be? Is it because of the divorce you can't call? I go, yes, she already has her suspicions. It's a miracle I've kept this computer out of her hands. I could just tell her I'm in love with another. I am willing to do that. It will just mean that she will pretty much get everything. I just need to Skype with you one more time. I need you to be alone. I was going to ask while Ishmael was there, but it really needs to be an honest conversation between the two of us. Besides, I like looking at your glistening breasts, which I did.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
I like looking at your glistening breasts.
What the hell? They're in love. Can't say
I
that.
Know.
And I put a little devil smiley face.
There you go.
Or as Joe calls it, my normal face.
Yes.
Yes.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.